But the day that it arrives will be too late. But the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do. We can do today.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to this brand new silsila. In fact, this is the first episode of this lovely silsila, Deeds of Destruction. And we are going to cover those actions, those a'mal, those deeds that will destroy our good deeds, in fact, will add sins into our account. And this is something very important for you and I as Muslims, that we identify and we empower and educate ourselves regarding those actions which are not healthy for us, which are not good for us, so that we can refrain from them. Okay, before we go into the actual topic of discussion, please do make good intentions. Remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So why delay? Make those good intentions today. Make them right now, that I'm watching, I'm listening to the silsila of Madani channel for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to convey this message to others as well, to teach others. It's very important for you and I. If we truly want to taste the sweetness of our knowledge, this comes if we apply it in our lives, if we practice upon it with the correct intentions. And why share this information? Let me give you an example. Whatever you learnt, even if you remember one thing from there that is beneficial, and you share this with a fellow Muslim, and you forgot to practice, but that person starts to practice because you shared it with that person, you will also get reward for this. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is a spiritual investment that we should not overlook. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many benefits, many blessings and bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, Salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that the person who recites Durood-e Paak or Salawat or salutations upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1,000 times every day will not die until that person sees their place in Jannah, in paradise. What a privilege, subhanallah azza wa jal. Ulama ikram have mentioned that Allah azza wa jal will show this privileged person their place in paradise through a dream. Don't you and I also want this privilege, this opportunity and this fortune? We know what to do. Let's face it. We spend so much of our precious moments, our precious time in unnecessary conversations and activities that have no true benefit. Why not use that time especially to recite the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, to recite Qur'an-e Paak or Durood-e Paak? Let's recite together once. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alright, as we mentioned, this silsila, Deeds of Destruction, we are going to cover these actions or those actions which are not good for you and I, as believers, as Muslims, as ummatis of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to identify them. We need to educate ourselves regarding their harms, their destructions as well, and how to avoid them. What is the cure for sins? In fact, on this very title, Cure for Sins, there's a beautiful risala a beautiful booklet authored by Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Dawud Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, who is the founder of Dawud Islami. And you will find so much of beneficial information in there on how to motivate yourself or how to receive motivation to avoid sinning. You know, we are taught in the Madani Mahol, the Islamic environment of Dawud Islami, that if you want to hate anything, then hate your nafsul ammara, which is those carnal desires, the ego. Hate that. Don't hate your fellow Muslim. If you want to hate anything, hate oppression, dhulm. And if you want to hate anything, then hate your sins. The sins that we commit, the evil actions. For this we must have hatred, and we must build hatred so we refrain from sinning. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Anyways, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, today we are going to touch more on the disadvantages of sinning or the curse of sins. Allahu Akbar. It is mentioned in a famous hadith that when a person commits a sin, a dark spot is formed on the heart. When that person commits another sin, a second dark spot is found on the heart. And if that person continues sinning, the whole heart is engulfed in darkness. Allahu Akbar. And as a result, that person, no amount of nasiha or advice can affect that person, can change this person. Yes, ulama kiram, the honorable scholars of Islam have mentioned, if a person commits a sin, and if they sincerely repent, if they sincerely beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, then Allah Azza wa Jal would wipe out that sin. Listen to the beautiful hadith. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala. That the person who repents sincerely, who begs Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, it is as if he has not committed the sin. Allahu Akbar. How merciful is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal does not want to punish you and I. But it's up to us now whether we are doing those actions which are evil, which are considered as sin according to Islam, and therefore we will earn the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. We will touch more on the disadvantages at a later stage. But you think about this. Now that dark spot on the heart, this is one of the curse of sins. It's not a physical dark spot. If somebody had to remove the heart or make a cut there to see where is the dark spot, you're not going to find it. That dark spot is metaphorical or it is spiritual, that you're unable to see it. But the person's heart becomes ultimately drowned in darkness. That advice doesn't affect that person. Do you find yourself in this condition that, you know, the person just sins and doesn't think twice about it? Allahu Akbar. They say that if your good deeds makes you feel happy, that I'm doing something good, and your bad deeds make you sad, that, you know, I'm doing this bad, but in my heart, sincerely, I'm regretting it. I don't want to do it, but I'm weak. Then that person has iman. There is iman, there is belief, there is faith there. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So no matter how far you have gone in the wrong direction, in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, in the disobedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as long as you are living, doesn't matter where you are in the world, if you are alive, if you are breathing, if you have energy, you have strength, you still have a chance. You still have a chance to return to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And this advice, this small little piece of advice is firstly for myself and for you out there as well. So, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, our deen has facilities. Our deen orders us to empower ourselves with authentic knowledge so that we can try to fulfill our purpose as believers, try to refrain from sinning, and to do as much good as we can do. This is the spiritual investment as well. Now, one of the cures for this darkness of the heart, as I mentioned, is sincere repentance. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this is also a great bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. For that person who sincerely repents in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, this is a blessing. that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them the opportunity to turn to Him and to repent in His court. Another wonderful cure is to link yourself to an authentic spiritual guide, an authentic spiritual master whose chain links directly through the awliya Allah and the pious predecessors, the Salaf Saliheen, right to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the spiritual doctor who can remove this spiritual disease of the heart. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So sinning, it is something that is cursed, something which is not good for you and I. We all know this. But because of our weakness, because our iman is not so strong, or our ego, our carnal-based desires, nafsul ammara, is overpowering us, and therefore we give in to these desires. Because the nafsul ammara, this self or this ego, it constantly pushes you towards indulging in sins, in committing sins. Allahu Akbar. So we need to try to overpower this. And this is what the awliya Allah used to do. The pious people, they used to suppress, they used to control their nafsul ammara rather than it controlling them. And today, if it controls us, if it overpowers us, then we indulge in sins. One of the best ways of keeping this on a leash, on a tight leash, is to fast regularly. I'm not talking about the fasting in Ramadan. Besides that, that is compulsory for you and I as Muslims. But what about the nafl or the voluntary suyam, the voluntary fast? For example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you fast every Mondays? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, I was born on this day. And the first wahi, the first revelation arrived to me on this day. And therefore I fast. So this is a nafl, an optional fast. It is also a sunnah fast that you and I can keep. And for those who are practicing upon the Madani in Amat, for those who don't know, the Madani in Amat is a wonderful way for any person, any Muslim out there, who truly wants to reform their lives, they should practice on the Madani in Amat. The apps are available for free on the different social media platforms. Go and check it out, Madani in Amat. Download the app, start utilizing it, start filling it out and see your progress. It's a daily reminder that you are reminding yourself on a daily basis. And one of those questions in there that you ask yourself is, did I fast on the Monday? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Yes, you can fast on any other day besides the Eids, etc. But the more the person fasts, according to your ability, your capacity, this actually helps one to overpower that nafsul ammara. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, talking about Ramadan, there's a very thought-provoking incident. Listen to this carefully. Once Amirul Mu'mineen, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mula Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he goes to a maqbara, a cemetery, a graveyard in Kufa. And as he is visiting the graves, he sees a fresh grave, which means a person had just passed away and he was buried. So he sees this fresh grave and he wants to know, he desires to know what is the internal condition of that person in the grave. So he picks up his hands and he makes a dua, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, reveal to me the condition of this person. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal granted his dua. It is mentioned that immediately all the veils that were between him and the person in the grave, they were lifted, they were removed. Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem saw a terrifying scene that the deceased person was being burnt in fire and he was screaming out. He was screaming out for help from Mawla Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and he was saying, Ya Aliyu, ana ghariqun fin nar wa hariqun fin nar. O Ali, I am drowning in the fire, I am burning in the fire. Allahu Akbar. The screams of this person, It really moved Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajahul Kareem. Again he lifts his hands and he says, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal." He begs in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, this person is calling out for help from me. Ya Allah, pardon him, forgive him." Allah Azza wa Jal sends a message, in fact through a hidden voice, a voice that could not be seen from any person. And it said, "O Ali, do not intercede for this person, because this person used to disrespect Ramadan. Whilst he was fasting, he would disrespect it by continuously committing sins. Although he was fasting, he was still sinning. So he disrespected Ramadan, and therefore he is being punished." Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu became sad when he heard this. He went into sajda, into prostration. He began to cry and he says, "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, please accept my dua, accept my supplication. This person has high hopes from me. He has called out for help from me. Do not disappoint me in front of him." Allahu Akbar. "Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, have mercy upon him. Forgive him, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal." Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem is continuously making dua in this manner. And then a voice is heard again and says that, "Oh Ali, we have forgiven him for the sake of your saddened heart. Because you were sad, your heart was grieved for that sake and the dua that you have made, we have forgiven him." Allahu Akbar. Then immediately that person was relieved from that punishment. Allah Allah. This is another beautiful way, another wonderful way to assist us in removing sins, this curse of sins. And that is to request the du'as of the pious people. To request the du'as of your parents. Mother's du'a, father's du'a is so powerful. But ask ourselves, what is my relationship with my mother, with my father? Are we on good talking terms? Do we have a good relationship? Do I give them the necessary respect that they deserve? If not, and if we are in a bad condition, a circumstance in our life, do you not think it could be because of the du'as of the parents? On the same token, a humble madani request to our parents out there, grandparents out there, no matter what the child does, they're still your child at the end of the day. Try your best not to make du'a of curses for them. If it is a time of acceptance, then your child will be in a lot of trouble, in a lot of difficulty, and this may grieve your heart even more. And indeed, kids, children out there, respect your parents. Because one day, you may become parents as well. And what goes around, comes around. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, you are with this lovely silsila, Deeds of Destruction. And today we are talking about the curse of sins. And one of the wonderful ways to remove this curse is for Islamic brothers to regularly travel with the Madani Qafila of Dawud-e-Islami. Now this is such a beautiful method of learning and teaching the deen. Because most of your time you're going to spend in the best of all places, which is the masjid. And you're going to be learning du'as, you're going to be learning how to recite the glorious Quran, you're going to be learning sunan and fard ulum, necessary knowledge in the best of all places, and gaining so much of rewards there, and you are in the path of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, so you can make dua for yourself, for your loved ones, your parents, and all those who are close to you as well. For Islamic sisters, there's a humble Madani request to attend the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima of Dawud-e-Islami in your locality, and try to obtain the books and booklets of Maktabatul Madina, which is the publications department and the bookshop of Dawud-e-Islami, where these books are designed to encourage us, to motivate us to reform ourselves and to help others to reform themselves as well. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. The very famous saint, Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. I'm sure you may know the background of him, that at one stage he was the king of Balkh. He was the sultan, he was the king, but he gave up his kingdom, and just to get close to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and to devote his time, to devote his life to the worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and to help other people as well. Anyways, a person approaches him, and says, O Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, I'm a grave sinner. I'm addicted to committing sins. I don't know what to do. Please assist me. Give me some kind of nasiha, some kind of advice. Allahu Akbar. And listen to this. And I want you out there to also take this advice. This advice is also for myself and for you out there. If you feel that, you know, I'm addicted to sinning, I can't stop sinning, I get pleasure in sinning. But look at the consequences. Look at the devastations of committing sins. Okay, so the advice he gives, he tells this person that, alright, why don't you leave the sustenance of Allah Azza wa Jal? If you're sinning, you're disobeying Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, don't eat the food that Allah Azza wa Jal provides. This person says, how is it possible? All the rizq, all the sustenance, all the food is from Allah Azza wa Jal. I will starve. Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says, the next time you want to commit a sin, then leave the lands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever Allah Azza wa Jal owns, leave those lands. The person says, how can I? North, east, south, west, up, down, all directions are owned by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. How can I leave his land? And then he is told that the next time you want to commit a sin, hide from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. The man replies, that is impossible. Allah Azza wa Jal is all seeing, all hearing. He even can see what is the intentions of the heart. Then he is told, when the angel of death, Malak al-Maut alayhi salam, comes finally to snatch your soul, tell him to give you some time, some grace. The man replies, that is impossible, Huzur. What are you asking of me to do? What are you telling me? It's impossible for me to do this. He won't give me even one moment of extra life. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi gives him two more pieces of advice. And he says, when you are buried in your grave, and when Munkar and Nakir, the cross-questioning angels, when they arrive to question you, then take them out of your grave. Chase them away from your grave. The man becomes shocked. How is it possible? How can I do this? I don't have the strength or the power or the authority to do this. And finally he says, if you go to hell, he tells that person, if you go to hell, then refuse to go to hell on the day of judgment. This person, he realizes that it's impossible for me to do all these things. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi tells him that, don't you feel ashamed that you are eating the sustenance of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that you are living on the land of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that you cannot, you don't have power or authority to extend your life, you don't have authority to remove the cross-questioning angels from your qabr, you don't have authority or power or strength or the ability to refuse to go to Jahannam, yet you are still disobeying Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This person realized that it's true that Allah Azza wa Jal is one who is feeding me, giving me water, giving me air to breathe, and the same Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, my creator, I'm disobeying him. Allahu Akbar. Something food for thought for you and I, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. If only we can think about this, that before committing a sin, think that those angels, kiram and katibin, those scribes, they are waiting to write down everything we do, everything we say as well. So don't we want them to write down the good that we are doing? For this we should do only good and try our best to refrain from evil. So this curse of sins, it will destroy us. It will destroy our worldly lives. It will destroy us in the qabr and in the hereafter as well. How embarrassing it would be for that person who will read out from his book of deeds all the sins that he committed. Read out in front of the entire creation. Allah protect us. May Allah Azza wa Jal, who is Sattar, the one who conceals, how Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal conceals our sins in this world. May Allah Azza wa Jal conceal our sins in the hereafter as well. Ameen bijahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certain disadvantages of sinning, as mentioned by the glorious and honorable scholars of Islam, they have mentioned that When a person commits a sin, then who is he displeasing? Who is he disobeying? We need to think about this. This is where it starts, the mindset. We need to really think about this. If I am to commit this sin, then who am I displeasing? Who else? Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, my Creator. I'm displeasing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am making Allah Azza wa Jal angry. And He Azza wa Jal has the power to punish me. No matter where I hide, no matter what I do, ultimately I will be caught. It's not like this world. If a person commits a crime, many of the criminals, they are not caught by the authorities. Or they are caught, they escape from jail. Or they bribe the officers, or somehow they escape. But on the day of judgment, this curse of sinning, these curse of sins, it will catch us on the day of judgment. Who are we going to bribe there? You can't bribe the angels. We can't escape on the day of judgment. Where are we going to run to? So ultimately we will get caught. We need to think about this. By committing the sin, I'm displeasing Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I'm making Iblis, Satan, the cursed and humiliated one, I'm making him happy. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, I'm displeasing my Creator and my enemy, I'm making my enemy happy. That person who commits sins gets further away from paradise and closer to Jahannam. I mean, you think about this. Which believer wants to go to hellfire? Of course we don't. We want safety from it. But if our actions are leading us towards the hellfire, where do you think we will go? And which believer doesn't want to go to paradise? We all want to go to paradise. But if those actions are not taking us to paradise, how would we get there? Something for us to think about, no? Okay, furthermore, that person who commits sins actually harms his own body, which is an amana, it is a trust from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This body of ours, it also belongs to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. This person who commits sins makes his inside impure, although it is pure. He tries to harm the angels, kiram and katibin, the scribes who are there waiting to write down. They want to write good for us, for the believers, but if we are committing sins, these curse of sins, then we are forcing them that they are going to write down all the sins, the shameless acts, the immodest acts that we are committing either with our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our limbs, our hands, our feet. Allah Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal, grant us understanding and enthusiasm to reform ourselves. Okay, furthermore, the person who commits sins, he makes the earth and the sky and all creation a witness to his disobedience. Allahu Akbar. You know, the scholars mention Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and as we said before, conceals our faults, our sins. But you get some Muslims out there that they actually go and advertise their sins to their friends. Do you know what's the latest movie I watched? Do you know which is the latest series or drama that I'm into, that I'm hooked on? Do you know which is the latest music and songs that I'm listening to? Do you know which is the latest club that I've tried, or the latest casino that I have tried? They, amongst their friends, they advertise these sins. And guess what? On the day of judgment, you're going to hate these friends. Because these friends, on the day of judgment, they will be witnesses against you. That yes, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this person did tell me that he took this drug, or he went to this club, or he went to this casino, or he did this immodest act, or that shameful act. He told me, there will be witnesses against you. And then what are you going to do? Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, that person who commits sins grieves the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his blessed rawdah, in his blessed qabr. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you know, we need to ask ourselves, that my destination, where is my final destination? In this world, it's the grave. Am I right? Are we prepared for that? Because a person's sins and good deeds will accompany them into the qabr, into the grave. If our good deeds are a lot, then inshallah ta'ala, we would get some kind of safety and protection. You know, in this world, all of us are looking for physical security. We put our burglar guards, our alarm systems, we make sure that we lock the doors. What about our spiritual burglar guards? What about our preparation for the grave? Many people out there don't want to hear about this. They get frightened to hear about this. But this is the reality. Your parents or grandparents or great-great-great-grandparents, they have passed away perhaps. May Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus and save them from the azab, the punishment of the grave in the hereafter. But they were also once amongst the people living their lives, just like you and I. But think about it. That if the curse of sins creates that fire in the qabr for me or for you, what's going to happen? Who's going to help us there in the grave? Nobody. Everybody will be alone. Even on the day of judgment, it will be nafsi. There will be individualism on the day of judgment. That myself. Nobody, no parent will worry about their child and vice versa. So we need to think about this. This curse of sins is something we don't need in our lives. And for this, I will advise you, join the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. This is in today's time of fitna, confusion and mischief and all these problems that we are having. This is one of the best solutions that you can find. To join the Madani movement of Dawat-e-Islami in your area, attend the weekly Sunnah-inspired Ijtima, enroll in Madrasatul Madina. If you want higher Islamic education, enroll in Jami'atul Madina. Keep watching Madani channel, especially Madani Muzakara, which is aired live every Saturdays. We Abid Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, he answers questions from people who send it to him throughout the world. And it's so empowering, it's so informative that we get a lot of motivation. In this environment of Dawud Islami, there is a constant encouragement towards refraining from sins, towards doing good deeds, towards pleasing Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, pleasing the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and becoming the best Muslim that one can be. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand, the enthusiasm to practice upon this. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
But the day that it arrives will be too late. But the day that it arrives will be too to do what we can do today.